dot to dot. The Daily 5-Minute Skill Demo Show. For everyone who's simply dotty about Alexa.
Hello, how's it going? Hope you're doing well. My name's Sean, and today I'm going to be taking a look at an adventure game skill. Now, wait, no, I know there's so many adventure game skills on the Amazon Echo already, but I think this one actually takes it to another level. And I think this one is done particularly well. This is a revisit. Robin did take a look at this skill over 200 episodes ago, but this is my first time playing it, and as I said, I really like it. So, let's take a look. Alexa, open the other side.
Hello and welcome to the other side. You found an old antique store in a back alley of the city, and what a find it was. Hours passed quickly while you explored the dust-covered items piled to the ceiling. The last thing you remember was uncovering an old, intricately carved, wooden mirror and gazing into your own reflection.
Stunning.
Upon close inspection, the reflection was you, but dressed in strange medieval clothing.
Ooh.
Then your vision went dark. When you awoke, you found yourself in a whole different world. Since this is your first time playing, we will need to generate a new character for you and start you off inside the tutorial.
Okay, let's just pause here for a second because obviously the tutorial is a great thing to go through. It gives you lots of hints on the commands you can use. And believe me, there is a lot of them. But it is a little bit long-winded and I don't want to put it in the demo because, well, you'll be here all day. So I'm going to skip the tutorial and jump straight into the game.
Center of town. An enormous fountain towers over the central plaza here. Shops can be found in the corners of the district and main street stretch in all four cardinal directions. Looking closely, the statue in the fountain is that of a great adventurer and his wolf. The plaque reads, "This is a statue of Jarmir, a level 54 adventurer and his level 23 wolf, who is currently the greatest adventurer in all the land." The exits are north, south, east, west, and up.
Now I'm assuming that statue is actually a real player of the game, so if you get to a certain level, maybe you will be that statue. I don't know. But one thing about it is that if you say go up, you will climb to the top of the statue, and if you then say pray, you will die. You jump off. But it does mean you restart the game. It's a way of restarting, just so you know. Anyway, back to the game. Go south.
South side of the town square. Shops can be seen in the corners of the square. Main avenue leads south from here. A scared child is standing here favouring his wounded arm.
Oh.
A level 22 mischievous child is here.
Boo.
The exits are north, south, east, and west.
Talk.
The scared child says,
"I got bit by a rat. The rat catcher tries to kill them, but he could really use some help. He is south and east of here, in the back alley."
The exits are north, south, east, and west.
Ah, I smell a quest. So, there are characters throughout the game, and obviously, when you talk to them or ask them quest, they will give you challenges to do. So, this one, I need to find the rat catcher. He gave me directions, so I'm going to toodle off and see if I can find him. I'll come back when I have. Found him. Okay, here we go. Quest.
The rat catcher says,
"Listen, I need your help. They hired me to keep the town free of rats.
Mm-hmm.
I just cannot keep up and the rats just keep getting bigger. Please go down into the sewers and kill 10 sewer rats.
Ooh.
I can pay you 35 coins for the job.
Ka-ching.
Here, take one of my ferrets with you. You can keep him. I have too many as it is."
I've got a ferret.
The exits are south and down.
Oh, who'd ever think it? Sean has a ferret. So when you play this game, maybe the statue will be Sean and his ferret. Who knows? Anyway, there you go. That is the other side. Love it. I think it's really well done. And it seems far more involved than any other of the adventure game skills that I've played previously. There is a lot of commands and sometimes that can be confusing. But hey, that's part of the fun, right? So there you go. Why not give it a go? The other side. Thanks, guys.
Feedback, comments, demos. thedot.podcast@gmail.com.
Briefcast.fm.